Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. And that's what I titled the message this morning. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I believe if I had a swan song, maybe I do have a swan song. Maybe this is my swan song. I don't know if that's the right word to use. But if I had a swan song in the gospel, 35 years of preaching the gospel, I'd say this would be it. I mean, I'd really have nothing. I've got a lot more to say, but concerning your eternal security, this is it. This is all I can tell you. And that's what I'm going to endeavor to do at this hour. And so I ask a question, born of the Spirit, question mark. Born of the Spirit. The Bible says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You must be born again. As simple as this, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, the Bible says he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So I say again, you must be born again. The Bible says, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you, then you're his. And if not, well, God help you. Because I can't. And no other man can. It's amazing to me that people come to preachers for help, and I understand that to an extent. But in the matter of being born again, I mean, Nicodemus came to God himself. He came to Christ and didn't understand it. How are you going to understand it if I tell you? You see, I can't. But I do know this. You must be, a man must be twice born. You must be born again. I can tell you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Many do that. That all over the world this morning, they're probably doing that. I can tell you to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall also likewise perish. I can tell you to be baptized. I can tell you the way of the cross. I can tell you of the virgin birth. I can tell you of Christ's life and his death, of his cleansing blood, of his resurrection. And you can assent to all these things. You can believe all these things and yet not be born again. I've got an old book, I believe it's titled Almost Saved. And I think about those people in Matthew chapter 7 that cast out devils. I mean, Judas himself did that. But they weren't born again. And Peter, I've spoken many times, he not only knew all these things and witnessed and partook in them, even on the Mount of Transfiguration, and yet the Lord says to him, after he had risen, Peter, when thou art converted, he'd never been born again. Peter, the apostle at that time. So I don't ask if you've ever experienced the Holy Spirit. I can take you to a meeting for such as like King Saul, and I can take you to a prayer meeting, or I can be in, we could be in the presence of others, and the Spirit could fall upon you. What I ask is, have you been born again? Crucified with Christ. Buried with him, raised and made to sit in heavenly places with him. And that's why most dare not ask or even speak of such things. They can't, because they've never been born again. The Bible says that the Lord calls his sheep by name. Did you ever read it in the book of John? The Bible says that he leads them out and he leads them in. And if most would be honest, they'd ask, like Nicodemus, how can these things be? How can you not ask that? I mean, if I wasn't born again, that's what I would be asking. How can these things be? Man, he was a Pharisee. Very religious. How can these things be? They know the story. They know the narrative. But they've not been born again of the Spirit of God. You see, those that are born of the Spirit, they have a transparency. They're fully transparent. In Luke chapter 12, the Lord tells us that nothing's covered that won't be revealed. And nothing's hid that won't be known. And he said, whatever you've said in the closet or in darkness, it doesn't matter. You're not going to fool God. What difference does it make if you fool the preacher or anyone else? You're not going to fool God. You must be transparent. I don't know how many times I've told you they should have a church house. I forget what we called it in real estate. Open house. Church open house. That's not something I'd want to do, but you're welcome to come over here and go through the drawers and the videos and whatever else, the books, whatever else you can find. Why on God's earth would I have anything to hide from you if much less God, you see? And make no mistake here, and I've preached on this, it seems, a lot of late. Dead to sin. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? You want to know how you know if you're born again? You're dead to sin. And that's an impossibility in the natural. Paul emphatic here. How? I mean, I can't tell you the frustration. How? I hear 35 years I've heard, well, so-and-so, he fell into and he did. And I go, how? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How? How can that be? And this is where it usually gets very quiet. It doesn't matter the greatest churches, the greatest seminaries, amongst even the greatest scholars like Nicodemus. And all they can do is ask, how? How can these things be? That's all you can ask if you've never been born again in the Spirit. How? Just having a discussion with Melissa this morning. How does he know that? How? Nicodemus asks how. Paul asks how. Guess whose how wins? The Apostle Paul, who was the chief of sinners, because he'd never met me. I said, Jesus said, you must be born again. The gospel is, you must be born again. Or else you just receive a history lesson. When you read this book, you're gaining history. You're gaining head knowledge. I heard a man say this week, I play golf. And he said 87% of the golf swing is right here, two eyes. And boy, that thing struck me. I'm not sure it's not 100, but 87% of the golf swing is two eyes. I believe that. And I also believe that being born again, now listen, because you might find this unusual, is 100% the two eyes. Being born again. That even a blind man can see. Because the Bible says the light of the body is what? The eye. And he said, with that eye, the whole body is full of light. With that eye. And you've heard me preach as our Lord. I preached a message titled this some years back. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Never born again. He told those in Matthew, I never knew you. Who are you? Well, wait a minute, Lord. I went to Grace Tabernacle, and man, I was a deacon, and man, I was a preacher over here, and man, I never cut my hair, and I didn't wear makeup, and he said, who are you? I never knew you. You say their light was darkness. Illustration. You know, he said, how marvelous the sun and the moon are. But he said, even the sun and the moon be darkness. Did you ever read it? And their light shall fail. But he, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be the light thereof. Now you put it together, the eyes, the spirit, and the light, and the transparency. We need no other. We need no other. He is eternal light. And those born again, their whole body be full of light. Their whole body. Now you get that. No darkness. And if you've got darkness anywhere, you're yet none of his. And I hear him say, I've heard him say, oh, now, preacher, I'm not as good as I ought to be. Really? Oh, I'm just an old sinner. Really? I'm no saint. Really? I said, you must be born again. Thy whole body must be light. That's Bible. Thy whole body must be light. Now you get that. No darkness. Dead to sin. Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. You want to argue with the Word of God? Go ahead. And so many more concerning those that are born of the Spirit of God, those who are, now hear it, the sons of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How poignant the question, are you a son of God? You say, preacher, that's too high. Of course it is. That's why you must be born again, the Spirit of God. And that's why it's of not of man, it's of God. It's a supernatural thing. The Jesus, he told the woman caught in adultery in the book of John, the last words he said to her, go and sin no more. Oh, that's just a figure of speech. He couldn't mean that literally. What are you saying, man? What are you saying? God using a figure of speech? Let me say emphatically, you ever get your sin, now listen to me, you ever get your sins forgiven, you ever get washed in the blood, you ever get washed white as snow, translated from death to eternal life, from a sentence of a fiery hell to a mansion in the sky, you ever get free from sin, you ever become a child of the free as opposed to the bondwoman, you ever come from Mount Sinai to the heavenly Jerusalem, you ever become no more a servant but a son, friend, you'll know that thing. It's as absolute as I was blind, but now I see. It's as absolute as I was dead, but now I live. It's as absolute as I'm crucified with Christ. In the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. And you'd turn again? Such would ever turn again to the weak and beggarly elements? A son of God to the vomit? What are you saying, man? A son of God, born again, raised to newness in life, to wallowing in the mire? What are you saying? So I say, God forbid. Any wonder Paul said that? God forbid. How shall we? How could I do that? I mean, I'm asking you to ask yourself, how could I ever do that? How could you ever live any longer therein? You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. Is there any other way? God forbid. You know, the Lord tells us, very interesting, he said, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Now, if you have any doubt, if this thing's going through, and you have any doubt at all, you get that thing straight. And I'm telling you, don't you get off your face until you do. Because James said, a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. It doesn't matter if I examine you. What difference does that make? I can't change you. I had a quote. I read a quote this morning. I wrote the quote down. He said, consider how hard it is to change yourself. Now, I hope you're smart enough to know that. Consider how hard it is to change yourself, and you'll understand what little chance you have trying to change others. Preach for 35 years. And that thing will be on your forehead. Know ye not your own selves, rather Christ be in you? Oh, just because you think you have a good heart, or you have this lovey-dovey feeling, I'm asking you if you're born again in the Spirit of God. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. That's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you have darkness. I'm asking you if you're light. And I'd end by saying that salvation is of the Lord. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again.